With this year's passage of the Climate and Equitable Jobs Act, owners of coal-burning power plants have new incentives to convert into solar and battery storage facilities. Vistra Energy plans to do just that at several of its Illinois power stations, including the E.D. Edwards plant in Bartonville and the former Duck Creek plant in Canton. Tim Shelley broke down the bill's battery angle with Clean Grid Alliance Regional Policy Manager Sean Brady.
There's a clean coal and energy storage provision that allows existing owners of coal plants to shut down their coal plants and then build solar with battery storage, or just battery storage at that facility. Those facilities would be brought online in the next, between 2023 and 2026. About 300 megawatts of solar and 150 megawatts of battery storage. So that's one thing that is happening. And then there's another aspect that looks at Illinois, it's a planning process that the Illinois Commerce Commission engages in, where they will develop a report by the middle of next year laying out needs or what energy storage can do to benefit Illinois, and recommend legislation or actions the state can take to facilitate energy storage development in the state over the next 10 years.
I should back up here for a second. If we can talk a little bit about what battery storage actually is. When the sun is not shining or the wind is not blowing, this is where the power is stored that kind of powers the grid, so to speak, right?
Yes. So Illinois is pretty much looking at just battery storage, which you're talking about right now. The battery storage industry is really in a, barring COVID, is really in a growth period for technology development. Right now we're focused on using lithium batteries, basically the size of a shipping container. But there is a lot of technology, a lot of investigation and research into developing technology so that batteries can last longer and produce more power, so that battery storage can help us generate electricity through the night. Ideally, it would be to use renewable, you know, for our organization, Clean Grid Alliance, ideally we would like to see renewables generate electricity that's then stored in battery storage and then used during the evenings, as well as during times when there is the need for ramping, you know, to match up with the variability of wind and solar facilities. So there's a number of things that battery storage can do, and we're just looking at technology. We're at the cusp of technology really growing the potential for battery storage over the next 10 to 15 years.
You mentioned with the with the CEJA specifically, the coal plants are getting some money to maybe convert their facilities to clean energy usage, including maybe this battery storage. Can you tell me a little bit more about how that works?
There are a number of coal plants that the bill sets kind of guidelines or criteria for the coal plant, the locations where these plants, solar plus storage or just battery storage by itself, could be built. And those projects would be built and facilitated, or they would be financed basically through the state's RPS, Renewable Portfolio Standard. Those projects would submit an application to the Illinois Power Agency, and the Illinois Power Agency would select which ones would be awarded. So that's one aspect. And then there's another one, that there's a grant that helps build battery storage facilities. And that grant program is managed through the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity. They have $280 million to put towards three storage facilities that would be of at least 37 three storage facilities in MISO and two storage facilities in northern Illinois in the ComEd footprint. And those storage facilities have to be 37 megawatts in size. That would be managed also through an application process through the DCEO. So we've got two programs to foster development of about 10 to 12 solar and battery storage sites here in Illinois.
That's Clean Grid Alliance's Sean Brady speaking with Tim Shelley about solar and battery storage incentives for coal power plants in Illinois' new energy legislation.